When you think about healthcare jobs, positions such as doctor or physical therapist or pharmacist might come to mind. But really, more than half of all jobs in the field require less than a bachelor's degree and are increasingly important to patient care. The Brookings Institution Metropolitan Policy Program looked at availability, pay, and number of these pre-BA jobs. Fellow Martha Ross says many positions that require an associate's degree or less can be pretty good paying.
A registered nurse in Syracuse with an associate's degree earns $58,000. Clinical lab techs can earn $41,000. Diagnostic techs, you know, like sonographers and MRI techs, can earn in the 60s. But some of the other occupations like medical assistants, personal care aides, and home care aides do offer much, much lower wages.
And that's a problem. Ross says it's not easy to live on the $26,000 a year the average home health aide in Syracuse makes. That could be turned around, though. Ross envisions these kind of workers doing more to improve patient care and hold down health care costs.
So if you train a home care aide with more information about how to monitor a patient's condition, how to use an electronic medical record to communicate back with the mothership about patient conditions and see if there's something they need to look at, particularly to do some health coaching, they may be in a position to contribute to reduced hospitalizations and reduced ER visits, which are huge cost drivers.
She says that would require better utilization, but also better pay for these workers. Brookings found just about half of all health workers are in 10 pre-BA fields. They do represent opportunity, since the number of those positions is growing. Chris Bolt, WAER News.